B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us right
now. The Media Group Station, home of the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
I might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Welcome to your Friday show. Okay, you know what? We'll be honest with you. There wasn't a group of people in here screaming just now. They're just not here.
Well, I could get them to chant Friday.
Go ahead.
All right. Hey, everybody.
Oh, you're gonna sell it.
Okay. Chant Friday. 3, 2, 1.
Friday, Friday, Friday.
Okay, just
Friday.
Stop.
Okay.
No, don't fade out. Just stop.
You in the back, do a weird laugh.
Can anybody here imitate Loren's giggle? That's great. All right, I'll play this game. What else do we have in our sound files?
I don't stick it in my butt or anything.
Wow. Now, that's the one who does the Friday chant.
Yeah, that's this woman.
It's Friday!
We have this, too.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, sweetie?
Yeah.
Sweetie. Is there anything more degrading to call a woman? Frank, you call a woman sweetie?
Yeah. Everybody makes mistakes, man.
That's right.
As you can tell, we have a lot of things just ready, just at any moment.
Is that funny? No, not really. Okay. All right. Anyway, good morning. We're loopy because we had a late night at the Spectrum Center last night. We hosted Pride Night for the Hornets, who just fell short of beating the Denver Nuggets.
I mean, it was neck and neck.
It was. We lost by 2 points in the very end.
What was the very end score? Because at one point it was like 93-93. Did we get up to 100 something?
Oh, yeah. 114-112.
114.
We lost.
Okay.
Yep. So, but it was actually a great night. Lots of fun. Lots of positivity. Videos, pictures, all that stuff up at the MRL show on our Insta. We want to thank the Hornets and the NBA, quite frankly, for having us out there.
Somebody sent me a wonderful note to my Twitter that they really enjoyed the things I said about... They asked me why it's important for us to be here and why we should do Pride Night.
We were on center court.
He's like, I felt that. He said, what you said, I felt that.
That's good. I had a hard time hearing.
Oh, you couldn't hear
where I was standing.
I pretty much said that, you know, there's a stigma around athletics being inclusive of my community, LGBTQ+ community, and that to see the barriers broken down means a lot. You know, the Panthers doesn't do this, so the fact that the Hornets does it is really important.
Right. Yep. And I'm sure the Panthers will start. The NHL is doing Pride Nights, and I'm sure the NHL will. I'm sure MLB will follow.
I'll write a letter.
It needs to be.
I'll get a petition started.
Yeah, Nicole and I, what were we laughing at about Papa Bear last night? Roy, go ahead.
You, we were sitting kind of like diagonal to you, and so Maney and I were eating, and then you just like turn your head and look in the corner, and you have you, which we nicknamed Papa Bear.
That's fun.
Just in the corner, like arm around Sterling all like into you, and we're like, whoa, someone's protective tonight.
Oh, protective?
No, we thought you were protective because the male rugby team was there, and we wanted them to know that he was a taken man. There's 26 handsome, well chiseled men.
Sweetheart, if they have abs, they're bad. Remember that. You like the extra padding. You remember that, okay? Remember when we're cuddling? That's what I was doing. I was holding on to him so he remembers that it's more squishy and comfy with me versus them chiseled knife stabbing abs.
Reminding him that the cushion's better for the push.
No, I didn't know. I was just enjoying ourselves. Their seats were really comfortable. So.
Yeah, it's great. I know. My son Dean went. He was excited.
I wish y'all sat near us.
We were going to, honestly, but I know he gets up and down, so I sat in the last row so that he could run around in the suite. He's just very antsy in his pantsies.
That's a fun word. Okay. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, my day in 30 seconds yesterday.
Oh, more than the prime. Okay.
I mean, yeah, there was a thing? I went and did my taxes.
Oh, no.
So I have this move when my taxes.
Do you have to sit down with her while she or with him while they do that?
Her. Yeah. Well, no, we don't sit and do it. I just give her everything. We go over everything. You know, how was your year financially? What are your goals for 2020?
More money.
And the thing I like, yeah, I know, I'd like to not pay and get money back if possible. The goal for her is she does like a lot of the local news anchors and like weather men and women. So she kind of knows our business a little bit. Anyway, so I take anything that comes to my house from like Vanguard, our 401k company, Beasley Media, you know, Amanda's work. Mm-hmm. I don't even open the envelope. I put it all in a folder immediately because I'm afraid if I open the envelope, then it gets lost. So I go there and obnoxiously open everything. So I had an issue yesterday. I get into her office and I sit down with her. I've been working with her for like 5 years, so she knows me. And Nicole calls and I have to take the call because it's about a client. So I'm opening envelopes. I have my phone on my, you know, on my shoulder, and she starts, my CPA starts grabbing stuff and opening it, and then hands this thing back to me.
What'd you accidentally put in the folder?
Our dental cards. Guardian Dental.
You just thought it was a tax document?
I thought it was like a tax document thing, because it looked very taxy. So she's just like, you know, I just hear her go like, I just, you know, I'm on the phone with Nicole, and I'm like, yeah, okay, that's good. And she just goes, you know, opens up the envelope, and then she's like, she's looking at it, and I see her, and then she just goes and just hands it to me while I'm on the phone. I go, oh, my dental cards, thank you.
Sorry, we don't do much dental work around the house.
I mean, just wasting your time. Absolutely. You know, she's in the busiest time of year. There's other clients in the waiting room.
And then there's you giving her a dental card. She's having to open up your mail.
You see anything in there about Ruby's school? She's starting school in August.
That's so funny.
I knew you'd like that.
Your tax lady is sorting your mail.
You have my tags?
That's my DMV. That's good stuff, man.
And she goes, okay, here's a birthday card for Amanda.
I love
this is from Aunt Jenny. What does it say? Dear Amanda.
What does it say? Get the text girl to read it out.
Will you read it to me? Okay, dear Amanda, you're wonderful. I'm so happy. I love looking at pictures of you and the kids.
Oh, man. That's funny. You know, my person, you just email them everything. And she does it all. And then she'll email you back, hey, I need this.
Yeah, I guess I could do that. I like going to see her, though. You know me.
Yeah, you got to be in person, talk to everybody.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, all right. And your day was the Hornets. Is that pretty much you? Your life?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Hey, we got a bunch to get to today. Got the free-for-all for you at 7:45 this morning.
Oh, I do have one thing.
Go ahead.
While we were at the Hornets game, I snuck in the fact that I bought a weed eater.
Oh, you did? Sterling.
Yeah, because it's been a big purchase week. I bought a grill and I bought a weed eater, and I've been trying to figure out how to sell both of it.
Yeah.
And so while he was having a good time, you know, it's his first NBA game.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, it was. It was a big deal for us.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's never come with us before?
Never. So it was really important. Sure knew. And so I was like, oh, by the way, I bought a new Husqvarna weed eater. And it's like 200 some bucks.
You told him that?
So if I can get half of that.
Yeah, that's funny.
If you could Venmo me half, that'd be great.
Did you Venmo request? He doesn't even want it. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. There's actually probably a topic there because a lot of couples that live together and don't share bank accounts have to Venmo each other.
Yeah. It's like I have a cash flow just constantly bouncing back and forth on Venmo.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to tell you the coronavirus. I know. We got to talk about it, though. It could be halting production of this.
Okay.
We'll get into it less than 10 minutes. Stay with us on a Friday show, y'all.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
How can we do without this product, Roy? The coronavirus could be shutting down production of what?
Baby Yoda.
What?
Back in December, ShopDisney.com released Baby Yoda, sold out within 24 hours.
What?
And they're saying that due to the coronavirus, that they're going to see a shortage of items that could even still be already pre-ordered. The production decline is going to be 5 to 10% due to the coronavirus. And they said that if everything's not back to normal by July, we're in big trouble.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Baby Yoda production could be coming to a halt, but the memes will still be alive.
I mean, if I paid $60 for this stupid Disney toy, I better get it in the mail. It better come through. I know there's a corona. Fight through it. $60 for this plush thing.
Wow. Yeah. And then I just saw, I was reading this. Australian stores are rationing toilet paper because there's a buying panic because everybody's afraid that they're going to be quarantined and they'll need all the toilet paper in the world.
I'm all into this. Did you see the Australian newspaper that printed an additional 8 pages in case you needed to use their paper?
That is fantastic. I didn't know that. Is that for real?
Yeah, an Australian newspaper printed like blank pages and said, hey, if you need it,
use it. Hilarious.
You have radio stations in Australia. Colin Jackio down there is giving away toilet paper on the radio. But what you have to do is, it's kind of like Beat the Bomb, where you have to, they'll start counting rolls. One roll, two rolls, three rolls, four rolls. Now, if the number two falls into the toilet, you lose all the toilet paper. But if you want to
get 10 rolls, but you might not beat the bomb.
You might not beat the bomb. They're giving away rolls of toilet
that is
paper
so
on
funny.
The radio.
Oh my gosh.
Still to come.
Oh, that's great stuff. All right, watch out. The Baby Yoda toys might not be in production after coronavirus hits.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So, Mike Bloomberg. And believe me, we don't talk politics much here on the show. We don't pretend to know anything about it. We know just as much as you. We watch the commercials, see the debates, and see what's going on.
Yeah.
But we thought that it was interesting that Mike Bloomberg, who made a fortune, I mean, just billions of dollars, spent $500 million. So $500 million, Roy, he spent on his failed presidential campaign. He bowed out this week.
Yeah, that sucks. But and it makes me wonder how much money people spend on politics.
Right? I know. It's crazy. And I even have a friend of mine who said that he saw the I haven't seen it, but he said he saw the commercials running even after the campaign was over. And I can only imagine that, like, you know, he paid for a full schedule, they call it, like we have on radio schedules, you know. Yeah. So they're still going to run. But what dream did you invest in? You know, and by the way, our dollar figures are going to be way lower than $500 million.
What's your family do?
My family, so back in the 80s, my dad found out that the fire in the fireplace inside your home, right? The fire in the fireplace sucks all the warm air into it. Like, it just, the fire needs the oxygen.
Okay.
So it's like my dad's random brain said, I'm going to invent something that keeps the warm air in the home. I don't know how, with this contraption. And this way, when you light a fire, your home will stay warmer and it doesn't suck all the warm air into the fireplace. And he called the stupid thing Thrifty Hearth.
What?
And my neighbor behind me.
Thrifty Hearth.
Thrifty Hearth.
Okay.
My neighbor behind me. He owned an elevator company in New York City, so he was quite handy, a mechanic.
Oh, this is adding up.
So, Arthur Blanks, my dad. By the way, Arthur Blanks owns Home Depot.
Okay.
He decides to get my neighbor in on it and explains it to him. My neighbor comes up with a prototype and invents this prototype, Thrifty Hearth. Excuse me.
You're fine.
Corona. I'm feeling Corona-ish. So my dad then produces these things. I guess somebody said that they liked it and they helped invest in it. But the problem was just like how I explained it to you, you couldn't explain what the product meant. Like, yeah. Most people don't.
How can you market it?
Yeah, they're like, I lit a fire in my house, and you know what? Quite honestly, I'm hot.
Right.
Like, I'm not cold.
I've never heard of a fire that you light that doesn't give off heat.
Right. Somehow my dad found a loophole and was going to corner the market on the fire stealing all the warm air from the room.
So that happens all the time. Well, hey, sweetheart, I know it's freezing. And we're in the middle of the winter. Don't light a fire because all it's going to do is suck out the heat.
And it's bringing back memories. Like, I haven't thought of this in 1,000 years, but we would used to go to flea markets and try and sell these things and try and hawk these.
Oh, what a scam.
The thrifty bars. And this is in the 80s, so there's no YouTube video. There's nothing. It was just like a picture of like what is happening and how to make it better. And people would walk by and look and go, huh. Yeah, I don't get it. Like, the fire's hot to me.
Right.
So my dad spent God only knows how much money.
Yeah.
We had boxes, and I mean like probably 300 boxes of thrifty hearths, and they were thin, like pizza-sized boxes, because they fit in your fireplace. But we had like 300 of them in our basement in New Jersey. And like at one point, like we were using them as tree forts. Like we would open them and make like, you know, little forts downstairs. My dad went berserk.
Of course. He's like,
that's we're going to sell these.
This is a $1 million invention.
I go, Dad, it's 1994. That was 20 years ago. Nobody's buying these stupid things. Anyway, that was the Maney's failed big investment. But what was your dream investment? What did you do? What did someone that you know do? 704-570-9595. Bloomberg spent $500 million on his failed dream.
Let's talk with Addie in Statesville. Hey, Addie.
Hey.
Hi, welcome to the Maney Roy and LaRanne Morning Show. Thank you so much for texting. We had to call you back because this is hilarious. What did your husband do?
So he purchased a drone, and he spent like $2,000 on it. He got all these like accessories for it, and he had full intentions of like doing weddings and getting licensed and working for realtors, and so far him and his buddies have just played with it when they're drunk. Like, cow pastures and like chase the cows and like that's all it's been used for.
Chasing the cows. Yeah, some investment. Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
thanks for calling in.
Money's brought up. I'm like a $2,000 drone.
Oh man. God forbid anything happens to your car, like your air conditioning. The drone is gonna be like, you have that stupid drone. You had to have it. All right, let's try to see if we can get some more calls on this, because this is funny stuff.
Give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. What idea that you spent all this money on, and it didn't work out, or didn't work out?
We'll hear
a success story. I like hearing successes. 704-570-9595.
Welcome to the Maney Roy and LaRanne Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
Hey!
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and LaRanne. Kiss 95.1.
No, LaRanne should be back on Monday.
And I don't know how scientific this is. It makes sense to me in my head. You know, coronavirus, whenever you have it, you have a lot of respiratory issues.
Mm-hmm.
So they say to tell if you have it. Well, what my friend says. I don't know.
Buford?
Now. I don't know where he gets this study from.
It sure isn't the World Health Organization.
Yeah, when you hear how this coronavirus test, I'm sure this is not how, you know, the cruise ships that they're trying to test everyone?
Yeah.
I'm sure they're not doing this to test everyone.
All right, but you said this is something that we can all do.
Yeah, we can all do to test if you have the coronavirus, according to a source.
Squirrel.
Yeah. Roy, try this. What you do is you put your hand in paint.
Yeah, I reckon this would be good for your radio show.
All right, what do we do?
Okay, it says if you hold your breath for more than 10 seconds.
Okay.
And then if there's no coughing, discomfort, stiffness, or tightness, especially when you exhale.
I'm already stressed.
Then you evidently are good with the respiratory issues and you don't have coronavirus.
That means like you have nothing in your lungs. You should be safe.
No liquid. Should I set a timer for 15 seconds?
15?
Well, he said more than 10
more
seconds.
More than 10 seconds.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I guess.
Okay. 15 seconds.
Are
you guys ready?
Roy, you go first. Let's do it individually so that we can both study each other.
Okay.
All right.
All right. In 3, 2, 1.
Roy testing for coronavirus, holding his breath for more than 10 seconds, hoping that he doesn't cough when he exhales. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. He's struggling. 2, 1.
I'm good. That's not fair. I had a thing in my throat in the middle of that.
What was that?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Yeah, did you hear it?
Sounded like Corona to me.
That wasn't fair. I had a little tickle in my throat.
All right.
What does that mean? I do have a runny nose. Oh, no.
I don't know. Ask Squirrel. Text him back, your friend in Roanoke up in the Blue Ridge Mountains, what this dumb test means.
All right, Manny, you want to go?
By the way, Squirrel, Roy's friend who sent this text to Roy, also practices surgery by playing Operation, doesn't he?
He's really talented. He never gets the buzzard.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
All right, Manny is holding his breath, testing for coronavirus, holding it for more than 10 seconds. There's no coughing, discomfort, stiffness, or tightness. It says you don't have corona. All right, in 3, 2, 1.
He did that for dramatics.
No, I didn't do that for dramatics. I do have a little bit of a cold thing going on.
I'm telling you, when there's a tickle in your throat, that's kind of hard.
Yeah, it was.
All right, Nicole, you want to try?
Yeah, here we go.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, we're doing the coronavirus test.
Nicole is holding her breath to test for corona.
Feel free to try this in the office today.
Yep.
And make sure you credit Roy's friend Squirrel for texting Roy this.
It's so scientific.
3, 2, 1.
Exhale.
Whoa.
No corona in these veins.
Wow. She was out at the Hornets Arena last night.
You are savage.
Yeah.
You owned that test.
You just call me Mrs. Health.
Text Squirrel back. Tell him we said thanks for helping us pass 5 minutes on the radio.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
I think it makes sense, though.
Oh, okay. Don't go anywhere, Nicole, because you're next. We got to talk to you.
So Nicole was telling us that she thinks she's going to be kicked out of a bridal party. What is she doing that would cause such drama? We'll find out.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorena. Kiss 95.1.
So, producer Nicole, sitting in for Loren as she's out, you were sharing that you have a wedding that you're going to be a part of. You're actually in the bridal party, right?
Yeah, so I am part of my best friend's wedding in May. I'm a bro maid.
You're a bro maid.
What does that mean? You're in the middle?
Like, I'm bro-ish. So
the shaved head does make you seem very bro-ish.
I'm a little bro-ish. So I'm wearing pants and a button-up.
But you're with all the other bridesmaids in dresses.
In dresses, yes.
Who are you walking down with?
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far.
Will it be a boy or a girl?
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far. I don't know how weddings work.
Well, no. Off the air, you were saying that you were really concerned about the wedding.
I recently got a new tattoo that, for me, memorializes my grandmother who passed away earlier this year in January. And it happens to be my very first showy tattoo. Like, no matter what I do, I can't hide
it. You can see it at all times.
Yeah, it's on my hand. It's on the top of my hand. So every other tattoo that I have could be covered up with pants or a long sleeve t-shirt. So this is my first 100%, no matter what I'm wearing, no matter what I'm doing, you see that I have a hand tattoo.
You know what this is, Roy? This is the first step to an eventual neck tattoo, Mm-hmm. Like, this is her first thing where she's going to show it off. You can't hide it. Neck tattoo is next.
Yeah, so basically in a year, you're going to confuse me with Post Malone. But, yeah. But, well, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so I was just super nervous about it because it meant so much to me. But, you know, we do the Bridezilla Chronicles and, you know, I have a lot of tattoos and this is the first real wedding that I'm a part of. So it could be perceived in a different way than, you know, because I know what my tattoos mean and I know.
But you think maybe people are going to be upset that you have tattoos.
Yeah, and I don't want to take away from... I don't know. Like, I don't want people to think that I'm trashy because I have tattoos. And I don't want her to be like, oh, she has a hand tat. I don't exactly want one of my bridesmaids
to have a hand tat. You can't hide it in the pictures.
Correct.
Maybe what does grandma think? Or, like, certain, like, maybe a little more conservative people at this wedding, what will they think?
Absolutely. I know. And I do believe that she has a little bit more conservative family than, like, she is.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that you've been hiding this new tattoo because you're afraid that the bride will be upset with you?
Yeah, because I think that there's a stereotype against people with hand tattoos, because there are. I mean, there
this
are
is
some,
ridiculous.
But,
no,
yeah,
I don't
ridiculous.
Know.
You know what? Give us a song. Nicole, your problems are going to go away. We're going to make you tell her on the radio. We'll help you. We'll get her on. We'll tell her about the tattoo, and it's going to be fine.
So I'm either going to continue to be in the wedding, or I'm about to get told that I'm out of the wedding.
Listen, if you're out of the wedding, you just enjoy the open bar and get here. You'll be fine. Let's get her on the phone. One more song. When we come back, we'll have the bride on the phone. Nicole's going to confront her about this issue.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, Nicole, so you just told us that you're nervous about this hand tat. You're in a wedding, and you don't want to be thrown out of the wedding party because you can't hide this hand tattoo of a rose.
I don't see why you're freaking out about it. And that's why I went ahead during that song, and I called Casey, the bride, so you can tell her. Casey, can you hear us?
Hi.
Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show. I know you'd have no clue why you're on. Nicole's going to tell you something, okay?
All right.
Hey, Casey.
What did you do?
She needs bail money.
Well, I have to pay for a wedding, so I don't have any right now.
Yeah. So on the subject of that wedding you just spoke of, so I got a new tattoo, and it is going to show during your wedding.
She got a tattoo on her face, right there on the cheekbone.
No, that's not true.
Well, I know, but you tell her something really bad, okay. And that way your thing isn't as bad.
I screwed it up.
Well, basically, Nicole wants to know if you will throw her out of the wedding party because she's got a hand tat that she can't hide in any of the pretty pictures that you will have forever and ever in your memory box.
No, definitely not. I don't care about any of that.
Like, I don't want your mom, like, I love Casey's mom because, you know, like, for me, growing up, like, having relationships with people's moms wasn't really a thing because it was always looked down that I was gay. So I didn't have really relationships with my girlfriend's at the time's mom. And, like, my mom has to love me. Like, it's in her job description. She's got to love me. But I genuinely think that Casey's mom likes me. And so, like, that means so much to me. So, like, I cherish my relationship with Casey's mom. Like, I'm very proud of it. So I don't want her to be mad at me.
Susan will definitely not be mad at you. If anything, she's going to love you more.
And you don't have to have that arm showing. I've been in a lot of weddings. You know, you stand there like this at the altar with your arms in front of you crossed over your crotch.
Okay, cool. I can't wait to cover my crotch.
Let me see. Let's stand up. Let's see how it looks. Oh, you look so badass.
I'm going to be mistaken for the bodyguard with this hand.
There's a security guard that is in the wedding party. We'll let you go. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks, guys.
Happy wedding. Bye.
Love you.
Love you.
All right.
I just want to say I love y'all show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
We're about 20 minutes away from finding out if this week's Can't Beat Lorraine champ, Wesley, will move on to play Loren on Monday when she's back from her trip to Barcelona.
Perfect.
I want to tell you, though, we were just talking about producer Nicole and the fact that she was concerned about being in her friend Casey's wedding because she's got a hand tat and you can't hide the hand tat. So many people reached out to us on text and social media and said, of course, you can always use some sort of a Kat Von D makeup
Okay.
To cover it. It's like a tattoo concealer makeup, Roy, that Kat Von D apparently has.
Okay.
So we found out, though, that Casey doesn't care, and Nicole's going to be just fine in that wedding as the person she is.
I thought so.
Speaking of weddings, though, a majority of Americans think that you can't have the ideal wedding without this, Roy. What do you think the number one thing is that people want to have at a wedding? This is according to Minted Weddings. They did an examination.
Judging by just the fact that I've been to a few weddings, it's got to be an open bar.
You're right. Absolutely.
It's got to be
an open bar. Yep. Let's see. A poll of 2,000 Americans who plan on getting married found the perfect wedding would cost them. What do you think the average wedding, the perfect wedding, if they could have it all, what would cost? Average.
There's no budget. You can spend whatever you want.
I mean, yeah, but...
Or is this the average wedding?
This would be, like, the average. Like, I'll tell you, it's not over $100,000.
Oh. I was going to say, like, $15,000,
$20,000. $42,000.
Okay.
Because if you asked me and I said there was unlimited funds, I would say $150,000 for a wedding would be perfect.
Sure, because people, yeah.
I went to a wedding in the Bahamas last January, if you remember. My friend, who's a major advertising mogul, it had to be a $1 million wedding in the Bahamas.
Gosh.
Had to be. He flew a band in from Miami. You ever hear of Miami Sound Machine with Gloria Estefan?
No. But they flew him in?
Big names. But anyway, 61% of Americans said if they could, they would absolutely have free drinks at their dream wedding. That's the number one thing they would want to have at their wedding.
Okay.
In addition, 44% would want formal attire for their wedding for all guests.
Mm.
And 48% said that they would rather have a band instead of a DJ.
Oh, really? I wouldn't mind a mix of the two.
I had that. I was so lucky.
Yeah.
Amanda's, she grew up like singing, so her singing teacher and her husband's band, which was fantastic, they performed. And then a good friend of mine, to gift us, he didn't give us money, he came and DJ'd
while the band took breaks.
It was so perfect. What we didn't do, everybody told us not to do this. We were trying to budget eventually in Memphis. We had the open bar, so it was expensive. And more than one person told us to not do a videographer.
Why?
They said you never watch the video. They said the video is the thing that is always there in your, you know, the DVD or the video cassette, whenever you got married, is always there, but you never pop it in. It's just the thing that you always move aside.
But I would imagine now in the world of social media, it's so much more important to get those clips to put on Instagram later.
Well, we got married in 2010, but well, yeah.
Instagram didn't even exist.
But we do regret that.
Yeah,
because I thought more people would take videos on their iPhone 2s
and all send grainy. It to us.
We never got anything. We never got anything. So I thought that was interesting, though, that the 2,000 Americans said the number one thing, the best thing to make a wedding ideal would be an open bar.
I've been to a wedding where they had drink tickets. I was like, what?
Was it yours?
No.
Okay. Roy's wedding's coming up, by the way. That is going to happen sooner than later.
You think?
I really have a feeling.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette.
Oh, ring it.
Kiss 95.1. As we said before, Lorette is out, so we have returning champion Wesley. You've won this past week. Welcome to the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to bring in Marta to the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show to play against Wesley and Can't Beat Lorette. This does not go against Lorette's record. If Wesley wins, she will compete and take down Lorette Monday morning.
Hopefully take her down, and we'll throw you a gift card thanks to our friends at Sona Dermatology and MedSpa.
And meanwhile, Marta's like, hey, hopefully I win.
Ah. Hi, Marta.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, guys.
Wesley's been a really tough opponent, so we're going to put her on hold so producer Nicole can pick up on her and she won't hear the questions, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right, Wesley's on hold, and she now cannot hear these questions.
Okay, Marta, Charlotte, Time unveiled their 100 Women of the Year, and this popular daytime talk show host who's married to Portia de Rossi made the list. Who is that?
Ellen DeGeneres.
And last night, we hosted Pride Night for the Charlotte Hornets. It was awesome, a really, really great honor. We want to know who owns the Charlotte Hornets. Really big name. Three? Two?
I have no idea.
One? Okay. Question three. This country star turned pop star is dating Joe Alwyn, who just donated $1 million to help recovery efforts in Nashville after the devastating tornadoes. Who are we talking about?
Taylor Swift.
Question four. Brad Pitt and his ex-wife still haven't come to a custody agreement, so they're back at it in court. Who does he have kids with?
Angelina Jolie.
Hayley Williams has announced her solo tour dates, and Charlotte made the list. We're super excited to see Hayley. She's the front woman for what band?
Paramore.
All right. We're ready.
All right. We got Wesley back on the phone. Marta got four correct. Here we go.
All right, Wesley. Let's see how you do for four straight wins. Time unveiled their 100 Women of the Year, and this popular daytime talk show host who is married to Portia de Rossi made the list. Who is that?
Ellen DeGeneres.
1-1.
Oh, sorry. I pressed the wrong one. That was Applebyte.
Okay.
All right, 1-1. Question two. We hosted Pride Night for the Charlotte Hornets last night, and it was a really, really great honor to be in front of all those people. We want to know who owns the Hornets.
I want to say Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan is correct.
Okay.
Unfortunately, Marta did not know that one. 2-1.
All right. This country star turned pop star is dating Joe Alwyn, and she just donated $1 million to help recovery efforts in Nashville after the devastating tornadoes. Who is that?
That's correct. It's 3-2.
Brad Pitt and his ex-wife still haven't come to a custody agreement, so they're back at it in court. Who does he have kids with?
Angelina Jolie.
That is correct. It's 4-3.
And Hayley Williams has announced her solo tour dates, and Charlotte made the list. What band is Hayley the front woman for?
I have no idea.
3-2. No answer there. I'm surprised out of you, Wesley.
I don't know.
No answer. The correct answer was Paramore. Marta did get that one correct. Final score 4-4. Ties.
Yeah, ties stay with Wesley. We played that on Tuesday this week or Wednesday this week. So that's how we're going to play it today, Marta. We're going to let Wesley play Loren on Monday, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, Marta, thanks for playing today. And Wesley, we will see you on Monday to play for a gift certificate if you can beat Loren and take down, take her down on her first day back.
Okay.
Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
So Loren's out this week, and you know we've been on the air in Charlotte for 5 years, and we've been just celebrating some of the memories, sharing them with you. And one of the memories that cracks us up is Loren calls it one of her lowest points of her life, which then itself is funny because it's not that bad. You know what I'm saying?
Well, wait till you hear this clip as we highlight Loren this week. She'll be back on Monday. 5 years of Loren, the time she begged for money.
Here's what 5 years of Manny, Roy, and Loren sounds like on Kiss 95.1.
I reached an all-time low in my life yesterday. I was panhandling for money in Huntersville.
I mean, are things that bad?
And my shopping habit's not that bad, I have to say. But I forgot my wallet. So I was leaving, and I didn't realize it, obviously, until I got up there. So when I left the station yesterday, I had to go up to Huntersville. And my gas light was already, like, it came on as I was leaving the station. And I was like, I've got time. I'll just get gas when I get up to Huntersville. So I get off the exit, and I pull into a gas station. And I start rummaging through my purse. I'm like, where's my wallet? I'm like, I've got to have it. So I rummage again. I'm checking the car. And then it hits me like a freight train that I took the baby to Home Depot the night before and put the dang wallet in the diaper bag.
Oh, man.
So I'm sitting there in the parking lot. I'm like, well, great. Now what happens?
And you don't have enough to get back?
When I tell you, I had zero.
So what'd you do?
Well, I sat there for a minute, and I was like, well, okay, this is an all-time low in my life. I don't know anyone who lives in Huntersville.
And we were up there.
Yes, so I texted you guys, but I had to ask strangers for money.
Well, I mean, really?
Yes, and when I tell you the first three people looked at me like I had nine eyes and three heads.
Of course.
And you know, it's one of those things where I'm like, I just forgot my wallet. And everyone's like, sorry, man, I don't have cash, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay.
That one time you tried to deposit your meth.
So I'm sitting there. I'm like, well, what can I do? And I'm like, all right, I have a Starbucks app on my phone. And there's a Starbucks across the street. So I'll go and sit in Starbucks. And when somebody goes to pay with cash, I'll jump in and say,
no, you didn't.
Hey, can I pay for your drink on my app and take your cash? Like, that was my plan, right?
That's an awful plan.
Well, I had already asked.
That's
like,
an awful plan.
That's not that bad.
It's not, right?
That's trading out money
right.
for
It's better than like, hey, do you have a 10? I can Venmo you $10.
That's weird. So. The police would get called. No, that's not good.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, but that was like my plan from there because I'd already asked three people and I got shut down every single time.
What did you say when you asked the three people?
Hey, I'm so sorry to bother you. I forgot my wallet. I'm getting maced.
Hang on. You didn't open with, hey, I'm Loren from the Manny Roy in the Red Morning Show.
Oh, thank God. Leave us out of it. Thank you.
But let me tell you something. After being shut down here.
Catherine Lane.
After being shut down just three times, I like went to DEFCON 5. I was like, I'm going to die up here. Oh, I
can't survive.
My pounding the ground. Why are you forsaking me?
Okay.
So Rich starts making a bed outside.
Yeah.
Preparing for nightfall.
I'm making a sign.
I'm making a campfire.
Oh, man, you can't light a fire here at the pump. Okay, so you ask for money. When they say no, what's their no? Is it a straight no or just sorry?
Sorry, I don't have any cash.
Okay.
That's what I got a couple times.
All right. So then,
which is the reason I use all the time, too.
I know.
Me, too. And then now I'm sitting there going, you know what? This is payback for all the times that I didn't have cash and didn't, you know.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, God, what am I going to do? And I'm sitting there. I'm literally sitting outside the station. And this woman comes up and she's got a baby and a diaper bag. And I'm like, hey. You have any cash? She's like, I don't. I'm so sorry. Like, honest to God, I can get cash out for you, but my hands are full. And I was like, you know what? You're a mom. It's cool.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sorry. I didn't say,
hey, I'm a mom too?
So
I didn't want to get into the whole diaper bag thing.
So you moved on.
I moved on. Okay. Anyway, a very, 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 very nice woman ended up giving me $10 so that I could fill my gas.
Okay, so how did you pay her back?
I didn't.
Whoa.
Did you get a Venmo her?
I would love to.
Did you get her information so you can do something nice for her? Huh.
I was so excited to have the $10 at that point. I just left. Yeah. I was like, I can go home.
And she was like, the woman was holding her hand out like,
I just got robbed. Yeah, I didn't rob anybody. But it was definitely an all-time low in my life. Yes.
Good for you. You know, sometimes it's important to see both sides of life. The high of highs in that mansion you live in. And then the lows.
And I gotta say, it ain't that bad of a low of low. At the end of the day, you still got money.
It
was a very low point in my life. I had to get gas to fill my $60,000 Jeep.
It was so tough.
How do I live?
And I had to use premium, so I needed at least a 20 spot.
I had 10. What's 10 going to get me? Regular? I can't put regular in the Stormtrooper.
Still to come.
I forgot how funny that was. I'm crying.
She had to put premium in her expensive. The lowest of her low was still her driving home to her mansion. Like, she still ended up back in her house.
How do you pronounce this? Premium? I love it.
I mean, I'm good.
Have you guys heard of a QT gas station? That's where I had to go. It was the worst thing ever.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Okay, so how would it sound to you, boy, if I offered you $1,000 to watch one of your favorite TV shows?
I would take it.
Specifically, this one's a sitcom that I know you like.
Okay.
A company is offering $1,000 for you to watch 15 hours of the TV show The Office.
Oh, I love The Office.
USDish.com, a Dish Network retailer, announced it's celebrating the 15th anniversary. I can't believe it's 15 years old, that show. They're choosing one lucky person to watch 15 hours, which is about 45 episodes of The Office. Now, why would you get paid $1,000? Well, because they want you to also take detailed notes.
Oh.
You'll need to complete a checklist that tallies a number of common things that occur throughout each episode. For instance, how many times does Stanley roll his eyes at the camera? How often does Phyllis talk about Bob Vance from Vance Refrigeration?
Oh, my gosh.
How many times does Jim look at the camera and smile?
A lot.
We love that. The goal is to understand how often sitcoms repeat small little things that lend a smile to your face. We'll provide you with general guidelines to track your experience. They also want you to share your unfiltered opinions and reactions on social media. The company is accepting applications and optional video submissions on their website through March 16th. This is up at kiss951.com, too. You can go check out and click the link there if you want to be one of the lucky people who gets paid $1,000 to watch The Office.
I don't know if I would enjoy counting everything, though. That would really annoy me after a while.
So, I agree. And by the way, I kind of space out.
Right? Especially during The Office.
It would take me a year to get through 45 episodes because I'd have to keep rewinding.
The Office is one of those things that when there's nothing else to watch, it's really good to put on.
That's true. And it's always on. It's on some station, like Seinfeld or Friends. Now, here's where things get interesting for the Maney, Roy, and Lorenz show. How does this affect you? Well, let's just pretend that Roy and I have $1,000 to give you. Now, it would be easy to say I'll take it to watch The Office because that's a show that generally everybody likes. Here's the twist. What show couldn't we pay you enough to watch? What show would you not even watch for $1,000? Hypothetically. Of course, if you need the money, you might. But, like, what show, in other words, do you not like and even $1,000 couldn't get you to watch it? I got one.
Okay.
And it might surprise you.
Okay.
I want to hear yours, and we want to hear yours as well.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
There's a company that's offering you $1,000 to watch 15 hours of The Office, which comes out to an equivalent of 45 episodes. And the reason why is they want to see how many times, like, Jim looks at the camera and smiles. And you have to take notes about how many times Stanley rolls his eyes at the camera. And the goal is to help understand how often sitcoms repeat popular things like that. That's what this company, USDish.com, wants to find out. But pretend that the Maney, Roy, and Lorenz show has $1,000. And no matter $1,000 or $10,000, there's a TV show, hypothetically, that you don't like, and you won't take the money to watch. What is that TV show? I got one.
Okay, go ahead.
And I think Roy likes it. And by the way, we're getting texts on one show in particular that's getting killed. We'll get to that, too. Mine is The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, it's such a good show.
Bazinga Shaminga. I don't think it's funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I do think it's funny.
Yeah, I'm surprised at you, because you and I kind of have the same sense of humor.
Now, right, and so this one will shock you. A show that I don't like and I have no cares to watch, Seinfeld.
Oh, that's your show. That does surprise me.
And that's your show.
We're going to get to Nicole's here in just a second.
I also don't like that Fuller House. I couldn't watch that. The reboot?
Well, yeah, because I was a little too old for Full House in the 90s anyway, so I didn't watch the reboot either.
Well, let's talk.
You're not alone, Roy.
Oh, I'm not?
Mm-mm.
This is Stacey and Charlie. You agree with me?
Yeah, I cannot stand the cast of Seinfeld at all.
Yeah, it always just seemed, to me, when I was young, outdated.
Yeah, it's one of those shows that I felt was they tried to make it seem a lot older than it actually is. Mm. And it just turned out to be super obnoxious.
And I will say that same thing can be said for Curb Your Enthusiasm, which the Larry David produced both shows. You could kind of see in the beginning of the episode, you know how something that happens to Jerry in the beginning or one of the cast members is going to come back and bite him in the butt at the end, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But I love that show. All right, $1,000 she's not watching Seinfeld, Roy.
Now, strange enough, I don't like Seinfeld, but I like Curb Your Enthusiasm. But I hate Seinfeld.
That's funny because they're almost similar.
I know. Let's talk with Cameron in Morganton.
I just don't like American Idol.
Wow. Now, the new American Idol or the old school American Idol?
The new one.
Okay.
You do love the new one.
No, I think...
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought you said... Okay, yeah. American Idol, I bowed out like season 8. Like the Adam Lambert years. That was it. I was done.
I bowed out when... What's-his-face bowed out? Simon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's about the same thing, too. And, you know, Somebody said some TV shows just aren't the same anymore because times changed, and you know, it's not so. It's not. And by the way, thanks, Cameron. Like Ellen was a judge, Nicole, and Ellen said she had a really hard time facing these kids and telling these kids that they were bad singers and couldn't chase their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what made it so good, the William Hungs of the world.
Yeah.
The people that showed up and thought they were good singers, and then you found out that, you know, their dreams were literally crushed. But come on, some of you people had to know that you weren't good.
Well, because then they then just got people that knew they were just trying to get on TV, and then that got annoying.
Yeah.
I actually wanted to see someone who legit thought they were good that sucked.
That was
way more entertaining.
So now Idol.
As mean as that is.
Well, like, I mean, yeah, think about it. Jennifer Hudson didn't win that year. Like, I think she came in top five, like maybe three.
Yeah.
Now it's like a lot of stories, right?
Yeah.
I'm Roy Brown. I come from Roanoke.
Inspirational.
Got, two hands and no guitar.
So I'm going to.
So I'm going to pretend to play the guitar.
Yeah. And then it's a wonderful story. And I then get voted through the sympathy vote.
That's right.
All right, this is Denise and Clover. Welcome to the Main Everyone in the Room Morning Show. What show do you just can't stand to watch?
Anything with a Kardashian in it, and also The Masked Singer. I don't get it. I just can't. Either one of them.
I agree with The Masked Singer.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was a really cool concept, and then I realized that they don't reveal after every episode, right?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you that information.
I think I watched the first episode, and they're like, coming up next week. And I'm like, what? They're not going to reveal this episode? Yeah, Denise. What about, The Office? Would you take $1,000 to watch 15 hours of The Office?
You know, I probably would because I've never seen it. Never seen one episode. So I probably would do that.
I want to sit Denise down and like with popcorn, and then because I've seen every episode three times, and I want to watch it with her.
Yeah, yeah. What? No. I'm kind of sensing Nicole and Roy that Denise isn't a big TV watcher.
No, I am, but
what are you
my
into?
Husband didn't like that show, so we didn't watch it.
What are you into? What are you watching right now?
Oh, I hate to tell you, but I'm a big Bang Theory girl. I love that show.
Yeah,
when it went off.
Thank you.
Good for you. Listen, everybody's got their sense of humors, man. I don't get it. And I don't know. I never got into it. Okay, one show is taking a hammering on our text messages.
Okay.
And then we're going to get to Nicole's show here in just a second. The Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor, Bachelorette,
you know,
one after another.
I hate that show. I hate it. In fact, I'm going to give you a fun fact. On the show, they used to break down, Manny and Loren used to break down The Bachelor and Bachelorette all the time during the dirties. And when I tell you, I would roll my eyes and block out whatever these two were saying. That's how much I despise this show, to the point I'm like, no one cares.
I know, but Bachelor Nation is strong.
To you.
What about you, Nicole? What show couldn't we pay you $1,000? And by the way, I know it's tough because you could use $1,000 right now.
Yeah, I would have to say any of the Desperate Housewives.
Mm.
I just don't. Like, I can even get behind some of the Kardashians. Like, there's sometimes I'll watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And it's just so interesting to me that is their life. But I also look at Lauren like that.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
So interesting.
You're talking about Real Housewives, not Desperate Housewives. Desperate Housewives was that show years ago. You're talking about like Real Housewives of the OC in Atlanta?
I probably mean both.
Okay.
But yeah, the one where they follow in Atlanta.
Yeah, the reality. Yeah, yeah, gotcha, gotcha. Someone said you couldn't pay me to watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I agree with that too. I couldn't get behind Game of Thrones. Too dark. I didn't know what the heck was going on.
Riverdale is so cheesy. Freaking Cody playing a bad A? No way.
Whatever that means.
My girlfriend's obsessed with Gossip Girl. I can't stand it.
I don't know.
Here's more Bachelor, Bachelorette. Riverdale's also taking a beating. How I Met Your Mother.
But, you know, I love shows that I find that a lot of that didn't do well, like with the reviews, the critics. Like, I loved, remember Rules of Engagement?
Mm-hmm.
That got killed. It had like a Rotten Tomato score of like 4 out of 10. I loved it.
That is funny. There was a show on HBO that Lisa Kudrow from Friends did, and Roy and I loved it.
Oh, and it got killed.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even know she did anything else.
Oh, it's funny. It's called The Comeback, where she plays the washed up sitcom actress from like the 80s that does a reality show about her life, but it's so boring that it's funny. And she's really awkward. It's pretty funny. By the way, someone did say, hey, guys, they reveal on every episode of The Masked Singer. It shows you I didn't even get through the first episode. Yeah, I bailed on it.
It's so bad.
Manny, Roy, and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
K-92.
t-shirt. I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
It's like every time we go away from it, it drags us back in.
What happened?
The coronavirus.
What happened?
I was just reading this article, dude, and I'll share it with you because I know you have the same issue as me. I cannot stop touching my face.
So bad. It's so bad. And I've been actually aware of it and doing my best, yet last night we were at the Hornets and we were about to do something on camera, and my face had an itch, and I didn't have a tissue to wipe my face. So I'm just taking papers and flapping the papers against my face as if I'm hot.
To try and get the itch to go away.
To try to get the itch to go away, and nothing was working.
Oh, that's great. This is, for me, I have like stubble and I love rubbing it and I'm always touching it. Like, yeah. Even when I talk to you and Loren in here, I'm always just like, you know, casual.
You love your facial hair.
I'm always touching my face. The Huffington Post put out an article saying healthcare professionals have told us one of the best things we can do to fight the spread of the coronavirus and quite honestly, any viruses and any diseases is to just stop touching your face. But it's hard to do. So here's a list of things that you could do to try to cut back on rubbing all over your face, all right?
Okay.
Keep track of your face touching habits. Someone says, if you touch your face, make note. Okay, I've touched my face. And then when you go to do it again, and it's spontaneous, you might remember because you made note to not touch your face. Like, I already did that. I'm not doing it again.
Okay.
All right, we'll see if that works. This one I like too, Roy. Touch something else.
Okay, so when you want to touch your face, touch something else? Okay.
Free hands can be roaming hands, says a doctor. So keep your hands occupied so they don't rogue up and end near your mouth or your eyes. It might be time to put those fidget spinners that we all had a long time ago, pull them out of storage. Make it uncomfortable. If you simply can't stop face touching, you might need to bring in the big guns and start punishing yourself. A shock collar might be a bit much. So another doctor recommends something a little easier, like wearing gloves. That makes it feel unpleasant against your face.
Okay.
So that's great. I got to walk around with rubber gloves.
I guess so.
Why don't I just put a helmet on?
No, I know. It's so tough. That's why it's just, you know what, let's let it happen. I'm good.
Uncle.
I'm good.
I'd rather have a shot. I'll take a shot at it. I'll take a shot at the disease so I don't have to go through all these steps.
Where I'm sitting there like with gloves and constantly thinking about my face every 2 seconds.
Oh. How are we going to handle it when Loren's back on Monday from Barcelona?
I don't know, because I'm kind of fearful because she's doing international travel. She's in an airplane. She connected through a state that has corona. New York.
Yeah.
She went to JFK.
Yeah.
I'm sure that place is riddled with the disease.
Oh, my. You hope that they're cleaning it. I'll tell you what, at the Hornets game last night, I seriously, between the hand sanitizer and going to the bathroom to legit wash my hands, which, by the way, I did 3 versions of the birthday song.
You were that yep. Yeah. Well, and
I must have done it 10 times.
And I noticed that people, when they were wanting to meet us, they still wanted to shake our hands and talk. They were fist pumping you.
I put my fist out.
Oh, you stopped the handshake.
I did.
That's good because everyone else like wanted to shake hands or hug.
And Nicole were shaking hands and hugging everybody like it was 2019.
You would have thought that I was like running for president, just trying to shake hands, kiss babies, vote for us, you know.
Yeah, you two walking around hugging people like it was February 1st and there was no cares in the world.
I know. Meanwhile, I'm sitting there, I'm like, why did I do that? I'm such an idiot.
If you missed it earlier on in the show, just around 6:50 this morning, we told you a simple test that you could do, according to Roy's friend Squirrel up in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Squirrel told Roy there's a simple test you could do to find out whether or not you have the coronavirus. If you didn't hear it, you got to go grab it off the MRL Show Replay podcast on the Kiss95.1 app.
But all in all, it's just holding your breath for 15 seconds. That's all it is. See, and seeing if you cough.
Yeah, we're going to make Loren do it on Monday. Also, we're going to have Dr. Sam back on at 7:50 Monday. She's from UNCC. She's the one who came in and tested the studio to see who the germiest person was before the corona fears even. Like, this was like in January we had her in.
So, okay, we'll see where she's at with the latest science and figure out what's real, what's not real.
Yeah.
You know.
7:50 Monday.
Okay.
We'll find everything out, okay?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.